During the 70s and the 80s, there was a cult led by a charismatic yoga practitioner called Anne Hamilton Byrne. Stole children through adoption scams and imprisoned them in a house in regional Victoria until a police raid, which didn't happen until 1987. This sect, I'm sure you know this story to some degree, was known as The Family. It's the country's, Australia's most notorious cult, and it's the subject of a three-part doco, which begins tonight on ABC TV.
Under the influence of LSD, Auntie Anne had this vision that she's got to collect all these children from birth because one day there's going to be either World War III or natural disasters galore where most of the population of the world's going to perish. She was preparing us for when the time happens to re-educate the world.
That's the sound of this new documentary. Our TV reviewer, Michael Bodie, has taken a look at the cult of the family. Michael, hello there.
G'day, Fran.
What an extraordinary story this is, the family. I'm not talking about the documentary, the story itself.
Yeah.
Filmmaker Rosie Jones has been following the family for some time now. There's been a feature-length doco. There's been a book. What does this series give us that's new and different?
I think it gives us the story in a really palatable, probably the wrong word, but you know what I mean, a palatable form. Chris Johnson's book with Susie, The Family, I read a couple of years ago and it didn't quite grab me. It was just a bit too meandering. But this series has really sharpened it up. You've got the tangible, the sight and sounds of the sect members as well, which is really hard to get across on the page. But it sharpens it up and really drives the narrative with a really professional through line. So it begins sort of as a mystery, and then they've taken the true crime sort of tropes and used that really well, so it unfolds. So it grabs you in early, you go, wow, this story, what is there to it? Then they lead with a bit of conspiracy that goes all the way to the top. I won't give you too much away. And then they dive into it and, you know, it's a three-part series that goes, it's pretty harrowing at parts because you do just wonder, how did this go on in plain sight?
And I mean, that's the question that remains. Anne Hamilton Byrne is the woman at the centre of it. She evaded police for a long time. She escaped only with one conviction, despite the awful abuse that was perpetrated on these kids. Is she still alive?
Yeah, apparently she's in a nursing home with dementia in somewhere in Melbourne. It is fascinating because I was growing up at the time, and the family was known. I mean, it was sort of this little freak show, and it'd be on A Current Affair and other shows occasionally. And she wasn't, she sort of was so full of herself and so enraptured by, not by her own charisma, but I think by having these followers. And you can see in this documentary, there's still sect members and people who worked with her who still are in her thrall.
Extraordinary.
It's a fascinating documentary and it's done really well. So I think this is sort of one of these Australian stories that you can just see going off overseas.
Yeah.
I don't know who's got it overseas, but it's in that sort of genre. It's in the Wild Wild Country genre, which was on Netflix, but it doesn't romanticise the sect.
Well, that's good.
We've had that a bit of a problem recently with some things like that, and Waco was another one.
Yeah. The other big docu this week people are talking about is Leaving Neverland. I haven't seen it yet. That's a documentary about, two-part, about Michael Jackson's abuse of minors, alleged abuse of minors. What's the fallout been?
Well, the fallout's been that it's been massive everywhere. And in Australia, it was it topped its time slot on Friday and Saturday night for Channel 10. Now, the striking thing about that is you can pretty much say Network 10 never tops its time slot anywhere. So to get 400,000 metro viewers on Friday night was pretty massive. But it has become the water cooler topic of the weekend. Like, people watched it. Everyone's talking about it. It's harrowing. And it does show that there is such a... Well, look, we've got to accept that Michael Jackson was the biggest entertainer of the 80s and 90s. But there still is this... It's a pretty harrowing tale, and the way it's told is really explicit, and it's sort of, it's done so there's no doubt, you don't doubt these people, but it does show we do have this appetite for investigative journalism still. I think there's been a lot of lament about newspapers falling and all that sort of stuff, but documentary makers still say that there's this huge appetite for documentary investigative journalism done well. And this,
thank God for that.
This is a great example of it.
And just finally, Michael, is there anything else you recommend to us this week?
Well, we're all factual this week. One that's just slipped out quietly on Amazon Prime is something called The Giant Beast, that is the global economy. And it's executive produced by Anna McKay, who started making comedies with Will Ferrell, but his last two films, The Big Short and Vice, have been Best Picture Academy nominees. And he's got a style that explains stuff in a very entertaining way. And he's done this eight-part series with Zach Penn hosting it about the global economy. And it's very light, easy, quite scary at times because it does look at the dark side of the economy. That's on Amazon Prime and that's terrific.
And one more?
Restoration Australia Season 2.
It's begins back.
Sunday night, yes, on the ABC, primetime, 7:40. So a lot of fans for that one. That's Sunday.
Michael, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Michael Bodie, our regular TV reviewer. You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 27 minutes to 9.